إن الله بصير بالعباد. أستغفر الله أستغفر الله أسأله التوبة. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله كما هو أحلو. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أبي القاسم محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد
على أوله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين سيما بقية الله في العالمين ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. قال الحكيم في كتاب المجيد وفرقان الحميد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين اصبروا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اصبروا واصابروا ورابطوا واتقوا الله لعلكم تفلحون. صلوات
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد.
آج کی سزاداری دعا عبادت مجلس نظر و نیاز سب کی قبولیت کے لیے بابا سے بلند صلوات
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى
شہدائے کربلا اسرائے کربلا چہاردہ معصومین کی ارواح طیبہ کی تشریف آوری کے لیے بابا سے بلند صلوات
اللهم صل على محمد
وارث اعظم یوسف زہرا امام زمانہ عجل اللہ تعالی فرج شریف کے جلد ظہور کے لیے اور ہماری آج کی سعادت صفی اعظم تشریف آوری کے لیے صلوات
اللهم صل على
حاضرین مومنین و مومنات کی حاجات کی برآوری کے لیے صحت و سلامتی کے لیے روزی میں اضافے کے لیے ہر قسم کی زمینی آسمانی بلیات مصیبتوں پریشانیوں سے امن و سکون میں رہنے کے لیے بابا سے بلند صلوات
اللہم صلی اللہ محمد.
دنیا کے مختلف علاقوں میں ملکوں میں جہاں جہاں آزاداران امام حسین علیہ السلام سید الشہداء کو یاد کر رہے ہیں اور ہر سال یہ مومنین اپنی جانیں بھی قربان کرتے ہیں. ان تمام مومنین کے مال کے لیے جان کے لیے عزت کے لیے ناموس کی حفاظت کے لیے صلوات پڑھتا ہوں.
اللہم صلی اللہ محمد و علی محمد.
عزیزان گرامی, my respected sisters and brothers, we all like to be rich and the same is wish of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. He wants to see all of His servants should be rich. Having wealth, having knowledge, having wisdom, having lot of family and children and power and skills, that will make happy to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what is annoying to Allah? Having all these things will make happy to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but everything we are having that is given and granted by Allah, when we are having these things and we are not using these skills and knowledge and wisdom and wealth for the service of mankind and for the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we are trying to block somewhere to earn more profit, at that time this knowledge, this wisdom, this worship, this community, this center, this mosque, this person, this wealth, so that will become babal. And then the same thing which is given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide us a kind of torture as well, unrest as well, here and hereafter. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes, because He is Creator, He made all this for mankind. So if any person is getting anything by legal way, by legal method, so Allah is happy. But Allah says whatsoever, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never wants anything which is given by a person but that is not halal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only accepts from muttaqeen. If someone is not mukhlis, if someone is not muttaqi, if someone is doing charity with maal-e haram, illegal maal and wealth, so there is no guarantee and no surety that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept. So Allah says, give me less, but that should be halal. But that should be from the depth of your heart. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala totally promotes, people should work, people should earn, people should have a lot of knowledge, they should have a lot of skills, they should have big family, they should have lot of wealth, but everything should be legal. At the same time, whatsoever you are having, just keep in mind that is granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the opportunities were provided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and wherever He is asking to give, you should never say no. So this is the concept of sustenance. This is the concept of provision, which is provided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
So yesterday we covered different points which can increase our knowledge, our wisdom, our family, our status, our respect, our wealth, our business, whatsoever we want, and any of these things you are asking for, so that is okay. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is waiting for your call. Dial 786 and ask Him, He will reply you. But at the same time, He is asking you, whatever you are asking me, I have given you brain, I have given you hands, I have given you knowledge, so something you have to do. And then trust on me. How? Tawakkaltu ala Allah means trusting in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, depending on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does this mean? If I am not working at all and I am waiting that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide me everything, so this is wrong concept of tawakkaltu ala Allah. So one of the companions came in the Masjid Nabawi and he left his camel outside the mosque without tying the rope of camel with anything. And Prophet asked, have you arranged, have you managed to tie the rope of your camel with something? He said, no, because I am doing tawakkal to Allah. Prophet said, this is the wrong concept of tawakkal. Allah says, from your side, you have to do what you can do. To protect your children, to protect your health, to protect your knowledge, property, wealth. And then, when you are doing your job, don't think you are everything. You have done and nobody can change it. Nobody can destroy it. No. Still, there are maximum possibility and maximum chances. People can come and destroy this. So that's why. So on your side, whatever you can do, best possible you have to do, that for the rest, you have to depend Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the proper meaning of tawakkaltu ala Allah. So Allah says, I have given you lot of capabilities, knowledge and everything. So you have to explore, you have to work, go forward, work hard. But for rest, depend on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, if you have studied, you have got job, now you are arrogant. Now nobody can move me. But maybe the next day, you will be fired. So, every day,
we have to what? We should start with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with His name. At the same time, we are working, we have to trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning is, we should try to develop strong bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should try to feel His presence, inside and outside. If we are studying with knowledge, we should try to feel. If we are worshipping, in worship we should try to feel Him. If we are sitting at home, it does not mean we should forget totally Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No, because this is my house and this is, I have to do whatsoever I want, or I have to take rest and sleep forever. No. Wherever you are, always realize the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and your heart should be attentive towards Allah, and your body and your ears, external organs should be attentive with your family members, with your colleague, wherever you are working or studying. But the internal heart or the soul always should be inclined with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first factor which can improve or which can increase our sustenance, our risk in different forms. So that is, we should improve our attitude. Always we should respect other people, whether younger or elder. But elders have more rights. Someone who is our teacher, someone who is our scholar, someone who is our parent, so have more rights. But as a whole, whether younger or elder, we have to respect. We should deal the people with best of the attitude. The next is good dealing with the neighbor. That is the same thing. Next is the ihsan to the parents. We have discussed last night, and still that is a reminder. And inshallah, we will discuss another point as well. The next point is keeping ties with relatives. In other topic, because some of the points we are being repeated, because there is one factor, but that is influential in many things. Mean if you are breaking relation with your relatives, you are decreasing your wealth, you are decreasing your sustenance, you are decreasing your age. So there are many side effects of qatai rahm. So that's why anyone who will improve, or anyone who will make the ties with relatives strong and strong day by day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless him more and more. Salawat. So the next part is giving sadaqah. So we don't know what is happening in the unseen world. Many things are coming to us, we don't know. In narrations in Quran, it has been said, angels are coming to our houses, coming to our worship places. Our two angels are always with everyone. But we can't see. This is alamul ghaib. Unseen world. Many things are happening in the unseen world. Good things, bad things, everything is happening. But we can't see. But sadaqah is something which has the capacity and potential to stop all those negative things which are coming to attack you, or coming to destroy you, or coming to destroy your wealth and health. So sadaqah is one of the best weapon a believer can have. If you have not rich, no problem. If you have one penny, but give it. Before going to job, before going outside our house, or before starting new business, before starting anything. So if you are giving sadaqah, so sadaqah is defending you, your wealth, your family, your children, lot of things. You can have safeguard. Safety measures, you can provide yourself and your family with the help of sadaqah. But generally, khums is in sadaqah, zakat is in sadaqah, charity is in sadaqah, donation is in sadaqah, in the general term. But usually we are giving sadaqah, that is some money, because zakat is sadaqah. And knowledge, if someone has knowledge, so what is sadaqah for him, zakat for his knowledge? He should give that knowledge to the other people, share his knowledge with other people. If someone is having wealth, he should share that wealth. If someone is good to know the knowledge of unseen world, so he should share those things. So whatsoever we have, we should try to share, we should try to help those people who are needy. Salawat. The next point, that is the basic point, that is the foundation of our iman. Until or unless we are unable to collect this point, we can't achieve anything. And that is purification of niyat, our intention. إِنَّمَا الْعَمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. All of your actions depend on your intention. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very, very kind. You know, as we discuss, and inshallah you have started this habit, whenever you see any descendant of Rasulullah, always say,
Salaam.
But I never noticed, whenever I'm coming and sitting here, you are automatically you are saying Salawat. Have you done? So when will you start this habit? So, niyat. Everything depends on niyat. Sometimes we are, niyat is actually your thinking, your planning. What is in your brain? When your thoughts are changed into action, then you are beyond your niyat. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very, very kind. Allah is providing you different opportunities to oblige you, to help you, to promote you, to bring closer to Him, and also give the special status in His paradise. He is actually striving for this. So that's why for a lot of things, little things, He is seeking some reason, some excuse to put you in the paradise. But we are seeking for excuse to run away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But you know, once, twice, three times, maybe thousands of times, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to bring towards Him. But still the limits come when Allah says, from this limit, from this point, I am not going to take care of him anymore. I will never bring him in the world of my love, in the world of my light, in the world of my mercy. In Ayatul Kursi, Allah waliyul ladina amanu yukhrijuhum min al-zulamat ila an-nur. When Allah likes the people, what is He doing? Whenever they are in the problem, they are being deviated, they are in the darkness, they are in kufr or shirk or sins, or they are in enemies, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is picking them up from zulamat and putting them in nur, next to Him. And in this way He is helping. But those who are friends of shaitan, those who are friends of Taghut or Iblis or Shaitan, so what is doing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for them? يُخْرِجُونَهُمْ مِنَ النُّورِ إِلَى الظُّلَمَاتِ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pushing them from enlightened part of the world to the darkest part of the world. If they are doing some good things, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also taking their tawfiq from them, and a stage comes when they are unable to do any good thing. Salawat, please can you move on?
Allahumma salli ala
Muhammad
wa ala ali Muhammad.
So this intention, This is thought. What we are thinking. I was talking about the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and always His mercy and kindness move forward and then His torture or punishment comes. In Quran, there are many chapters. Whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned paradise and hell, first He is mentioning about paradise and blessings and then mentioning hell, fire. So mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is coming forward, moving forward always. So for thoughts, Allah says, when you are having good niyat, for example, you are thinking, today I will go to attend majlis of Imam Hussain al-Salam. So this is good intention. So for this you will be rewarded. You are thinking, this Friday inshallah I will go and attend Friday prayer. So this is good intention. You are at the night, you are on your bed and you are thinking, okay, tomorrow I will try to help my mom in cooking of food and washing the dishes. So this is good intention. I have given different example. When you were thinking that was good intention, maybe you have not done at all. But for this good intention, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you a lot of rewards. But on other side, for example, if God forbid people are thinking to do theft or robbery or any kind of guna, until and unless they are not committing sin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not punish them and no sin is recorded in their account book. So now you can realize Allah, how kind is our Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then why not we should love Him? You know, anyone you are going to get involved in love, but these people, maybe today they are your close friends, after 5 or 10 years they will be your enemy. Today people are doing a lot of praises of you, and after 2 years they will find out your faults and mistakes and they will propagate against you. The people you are involved in the love of, your close ones, today, tomorrow they will be enemy. Everything is going to destroy here. Nothing is eternal. This is only Allah who is eternal. So why not we should love Him so that our love should be eternal? Why not always we should think about Him so that our thoughts should be eternal? Why not our action should be for His happiness so that all of our actions should be eternal?
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali
Muhammad. Another good sunnah, if you want to have more sustenance, more wealth, whenever you are going to eat food, before eating food, wash your hands. Maybe people can ask, these days we are using spoons, so there is no need of washing hands. Or even, there is no need of washing spoons because we are using plastic things. But if you love Rasulullah, this is His sunnah. When He can do, why not we? And then, when you are holding spoon, if your hands are infected, so that will be transferred. Maybe with these hands you are feeding your children. You are infecting them as well. So, to increase your risk, your wealth, your knowledge, the best thing is, whenever we are going to eat food, especially for eating food, we have to plan. Don't rush to eat food. So that's why, going and eating food in fast food centers and takeaway, that is not appreciated. The best place to eat food is your house, But even in house plan, to sit together, wash your hands, read Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim loudly, and then eat slowly. The time you will take to eat food, that will not be included in your life. Why not you try to get bonus? Spending more time on dining table does not mean eat more. Spending more time mean increase your lifespan. At the same time, try to keep healthy yourself. When you will sit, you will chew properly. So instead of eating 10 bites, if the same time you will take to chew one bite, so that will be good for your health, and that is good for your iman as well. Because when you will eat less, your soul is more healthy, and that will incline you with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salaam
alaikum.
And the other thing is, you know, these plastics, plates and glasses, so now we know to throw in the bin. Likewise, if we have other plates, we are throwing into the sink. And for 1 day or 2 days or sometimes 3 days or even 1 week, we are not washing. If you will not wash your utensils, your plates, then Shayateen will come, jinnat will come, and many inflictions and diseases and infections and bad luck will come in your house. So straight away, eat the food and wash your. One night should not cause that your plates, your utensils should be unwashed. So maybe anyone who is eating, it is the best habit to wash. And if you love your mommy and daddy, why not you have to wash? Instead, you should wait, mommy and daddy will wash. But anyone who is living in the house, make sure to wash the utensil at the same night. And next is the cleaning of house. If najasat will be in your house, barakah, blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not come. Usually angels come in those houses where there is a lot of fragrance, where there is cleaning, and where there is a lot of remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should try to clean ourselves as well as where we are living, inshallah. And usually we prefer to clean our houses, but we behave as an orphan with the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know how we are behaving with orphan people? Nobody take care of orphans. So that's why they are suffering in this world. House of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our behavior, especially the ladies of our community, they are thinking this is a place to come, to have chat, to eat and throw the plates and food and go away. It means the blessing we can have in this house, we are closing the door on those angels. If this house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it doesn't make any difference whether your personal house or house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If that is dirty, then the mercy will not come. The angels will not come. And actually we people are suffering. So why not? We should take it as a prestige, and whenever we are getting chance, we should try to keep clean house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well as our own personal houses. Salawat. Another beautiful thing that is usually in villages, this thing was happening, putting on lights before sunset. So here it is also the same thing. Before sunset, at least one light we should keep on, and then picking and eating bits of food left over the dining table. So these days, especially our children and youth, alhamdulillah, they are rich, they have a lot of money, so they are getting junk food. Half of that food is eating and half of that is throwing. But what is Sunnah of Rasulullah and Imam Tahir alayhi salam? Imam Raza alayhi salam. He was deputy king or deputy prime minister. He was Wali Ahd. But his habit was always he was eating food with the slaves. And he was being criticized by other people, those who are rich are in the government. Not only he was eating food and sitting with the slaves, whenever any bit of food or bread was left over the tablecloth, he was picking up that food and eating that. So this is Sunnah of Rasulullah, Sunnah of Aimatar. If you are not hungry, then why are you buying a lot of food? So please, first think, plan how much you need, buy that food and eat that. But if you can't eat, then there is no need to throw it. Keep it safe and next thing you can eat. Or maybe you can think about the poor who are not having any food and you can share with them, but not leftover food. If you want to share the something you love too much, that thing you want to share with the people. हम एक शहर में थे तो एक बंदे के जो टीवी जो उन्होंने चेंज की तो उन्होंने कहा मौलाना हमारे पास एक टीवी है वो आप ले लें. मैंने कहा आपको अच्छी नहीं लगती. कहते हाँ हम बाहर फेंकने लगे थे इसलिए आप ले. सो दिस इज एटीट्यूड. Something we are not using, something we don't like, when we hear, because here, if you want to throw something, that is problem. We have to do. So that's why you are seeking someone who should pick up your rubbish. And that is our charity. But Allah doesn't lie. Allah says, I will accept that charity. You love something, and then you are donating for this happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.